I want to build a career as a videographer, so I've been making videos for companies for free to build a portfolio. When can I start charging clients? Ah, shit, I mean, if you have a body of work, you can start charging the next time you work with a client or that returning client. I think that some of the best clients are the ones that you've already worked with because they already trust you. Start charging them already. There's nothing wrong with asking how much would you charge for this? How much would you pay for this? And then ask them, and then start that as a baseline. Because if you've already been working for free and you have a body of work, it's time to get paid. Because now you have proof of concept that you can get the job done. And then start charging the next person you work with. And then when it comes to like the pricing, things to consider when pricing is like, okay, since you're creating body of work, you're new, what's a good entry level position? What are the hours? That's one place to start. Second is like, what's the commute and the to and fro from the venue and whatnot? How long is it gonna take for editing? Okay. And then from there, use of equipment, things like that. And because these are things to consider. A lot of people, when it comes to like doing the videography for the first time, they just focus on the hourly for the videography. And then sometimes they forget about the amount of time it's going to take to edit. On average, I just say it's going to take a full day. Maybe not a full day, like a good 40 hours, depending on how much I film. But that's how I kind of think of it. And then from that would be like kind of the base of like just to cover, you know, to cover the base expenses to run this business. And then from there, like what, then from there, I would actually add more to it because like, what do I want to earn from this? Cause I'm providing them value, you know, like these are just the basic things. I'm providing the service. This cost covers my labor of video and editing. This cost also covers my commute, but what's the profit? What's the thing you want to earn on top of that? So it's not just earning for the work, but you're earning some actual profit. So that's kind of how I've approached it. I know I honestly think the future has a way better model of doing it, but that's how kind of how I thought of it in the beginning. Because you don't want to undersell yourself, and you don't want to end up doing like a video for like $100, and you end up doing like, I don't know, 160 hours on that, and then that's a steal for the business owner and lot of work for you. So yeah.
Hi everyone, my name is Camilo and I'm one of the editors for Vision Paradox. I edit mainly video, but I have a background in photography and sometimes it comes in handy. As soon as you bring value to your clients, experience is very important, yeah, but it's not everything. Experience will help you land more clients. The experience helps the client trust you, but in the end, the only thing that counts is the value you bring to their businesses.